Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Roseanne McKenzie.
Yes, Robert Forbes.
Who tried to scam you and did they win?
Oh my word. So ek was in die Kaap gewees vir Silverskermfees oor die naweek. Gister, maar dit was besig. There was a lot happening. En gister is ek nou toe by die lughawe en ek staan in die ry om te board. Like I'm standing and
you're not in security.
I'm in security. I've gone through. It's just before we need to get onto the flight. I'm walking through the tunnel key that connects the airport with the plane.
Yeah.
Daar lay my phone. But it's a number that I don't recognize. But I answer it anyway. Because, you know, dit kan belangrijk. I kan iets by die hotel gelos het of wat ook al. So yeah. I answer the phone. Hi, Mrs. Bishop. We're calling from your network provider's fraud department. Very professional. So professional. There is a gentleman in a store somewhere. They mentioned some name of a store that is trying to do a SIM swap on your phone. So I'm like, nee, maar get on my phone in my hand. Ek is nou besig om met jou te praat.
Yeah.
So I don't need a SIM swap and I don't know who that person is. I've got my phone. Yes, but what we do need to do is you need to block it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a one-time PIN on SMS and then you must just read that back to me and then I can actually make sure that it stopped. Maar ek is nou, daar's 'n klomp goed wat aangaan. Mense stap verby my nou op pad na die vliegtuig toe and it's just, dit is chaos in my kop. And I'm like, okay, but now what, okay. So maak toe die SMS oop. There's a SMS. It's clear as day. It's got, hi, this is your MTN app, one-time PIN, blah, blah, blah. Please insert this. Then it also says, do not give this PIN to anyone, even if they say they are calling from MTN. So I'm like, okay, cool. But now I'm on the line with this, my service provider. Like, surely it's... Toe dink ek.
I'm glad you thought.
Toe dink ek.
Oi.
Nou, en alles wat my kop in besig is. And then I kind of went into, okay, I think I'm about to be scammed. But he was so... insistent. So I said, listen, I'm not comfortable doing this over the phone. I'm not going to give you my one-time PIN. Yes, but if you don't, your phone number will be blocked within the next 15 minutes. What will have to happen then is you'll have to go to the police station, get an affidavit to say that this is actually your phone and your number. And then you will also need to go into the store of your service provider to now go and clear it up.
No.
Do steer for my nog what's one time PIN. He was like, I'll send it to you. I'll send you a different PIN map so you know. And I'm just, how do they know? And ek het op 'n stadium gedink, is hierdie mense besig om jou soos te agtervolg sodat hulle weet jy's in 'n state, jy's hier met jou bagasie, ek het my rok en my suit en my alles in my hande. And I'm just like, okay. Is someone watching me to know that this was the most inconvenient time of the entire weekend to call me and try and now scam me? But I was ek slaap in die nag. To say ek nou vir my neertjie op die foon, ek gaan dit nie doen nie. As jy my foon blok, moet ek maar na 'n mall gaan waar die winkels tot 8:00 oop is and I will sort it out, but I'm not going to do that.
It's the audacity to try and scam you with a message that says don't give anyone this one-time PIN and then to phone you and ask for that specific one-time PIN.
Exactly.
That's the audacity for me.
I was shook and it just got me thinking, Rob. Ek wonder hoeveel mense is al gevang met sulke scams. Want toe gaan ek in daai phone number identification app that we all have, except Rob, because Rob doesn't trust it. went into that app to check and immediately when I put in the phone number that phoned me, scammer, MTN fraud.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And my phone is working very nicely. When I landed, my phone het aangegaan. Ek kon my persoon bel. Ek kon, you know what I'm saying?
And I mean, people are not tech savvy. People are, you get people all the time
absolutely.
Who give up their details like that. Now they've cloned your phone and they've got your banking details and now they are the phone number that your bank calls.
Exactly. You are locked out of your life if you're locked out of your phone.
Danger, danger. 0848500942. Have you been hit up by a scam at some point? Have you fallen for one? We're all friends here. No one's going to make fun of anyone. But I think the more we can share these kind of things around, the more we can help other people. We were the victims, remember, a couple of years ago, around my birthday time. So I'll remind you of that story as well. But drop us a line. Someone was trying to clone Roz's phone.
Yeah.
Very convincingly called her and said, we're from your phone provider.
Mm.
Please give us the one-time PIN because we need to make a copy of this number.
Toe, die story gaan aan. Toe het ek mos nou gekyk op die number identification app om te sien watter nommer is hierdie. Toe sê dit, scammers, so en so, don't answer and don't interact. Maar toe, in die app te druk, ek verkeerde kom toe, toe bel ek die nommer wat ek nou gesearch het.
As you phone them.
Do they not have the audacity to call me back?
Really?
Because maybe they thought I went and checked the email address and it all looked legit, probably on a fake website and everything that they had put onto this message that they sent me. They had the audacity to phone me back. Obviously, I didn't answer.
Interesting.
I mean, rude.
I have an idea.
What?
Well, we have a radio studio.
Yeah. Rob?
We have microphones that connect to telephones.
Rob?
We can record audio in here. Do you think we should try and call them tomorrow? Let's just call them and see.
Yeah.
I bet they'll be lank excited to hear that they've won a massive prize.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get, like, you know, name, phone, ID number.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get some details from these peeps.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll pick up?
I think so.
I don't know if they will.
I think they'll hang up.
You said you called them. They didn't answer, but they called you back.
They called me back. Nee, maar kom, wel gaan hulle vir ons terugbel. Kom ons, dit is 'n baie goeie idee. Jolanda het ons 'n boodskap gestuur. I got scammed for 25,000 rand worth of data.
Oof.
25,000 rand. I was on maternity leave, but luckily the cell phone provider managed to reverse the fraudulent data. Stephen, I was scammed with 11,000 rand in fake money when I sold a cell phone, and it was the worst feeling ever. Toet Lee ook gesê, I got scammed with my cell phone provider a couple of months ago. I needed to pay 20 rand and then so many of the kind of rewards bucks that you get, and I would get a smartwatch. It looked so legit with a letterhead and all. The next day, they first took 50 rand, then 3,000, then 7,500, and then just under 10,000 rand. Three different transactions in a minute. Luckily, I didn't have the money in my bank account.
You see, this is the thing. It's such a simple rule, but like, if it's an email or an SMS, it doesn't matter how legit it looks. Mm. Don't click on it.
Yeah.
Even if it looks like a website, I've seen duplicate versions of our big four banks, of their internet banking login page that looks identical to the real one, and it's a scam.
Yeah,
I've seen that login page. So like, if you as a company send me something and you're like, yo, here's a special offer I want you to use, me, I will go back to your website myself. I will not use a link in an email or a whatever. I will type in mybank.co.za and I'll go and look for the thing myself.
Yeah.
And if I can't find it, I won't do it.
Precies.
But I'm not clicking on things.
Precies. Ook, ek het 'n paar weke terug 'n e-pos gekry van die Departement van Justisie hier in Suid-Afrika. Hier is jou case nommer, jy moet hier op hierdie datum in die hof verskyn. Klik hier op om dit te bevestig. Then I went to the Department of Justice website and big, the first thing when you open the page, do not engage with this scam.
Imagine scamming someone from the Department of Justice.
Audacity is on sale.
It is on sale. It's a buyer.
Cheap.
I'll tell you the story about what happened to us as well. It was a scam that conned me out of a nice thing for my birthday.
Mm.
It was nonsense, Khabias. But I think we'll have a quick discussion here in the studio. We have recording equipment here. You've got that phone number.
I do.
Ons moet bel.
So I almost booked the tronkie yesterday when someone tried to clone my SIM card while I was traveling back from Cape Town to here.
It has been official. We have got the number. We know that the number works. So at some point tomorrow before the show, Roz and I are going to get our best prize department voices on.
Yeah.
We're going to phone this person and we're going to see if they pick up.
Yeah.
I think that's our mission for tomorrow.
Hopefully, there are no scammers who listen to The Drive with Robin Roz.
If you get a phone call tomorrow, don't worry. It's not us.
No,
it'd be great.
Also, I think there's a lot of things that can be done to make sure that we don't get scammed. So I think what we moet doen is, ons moet 'n artikel of 'n klein blog opzet op jackrandfm.com/drive about how to keep yourself safe and protect yourself from these online fraudsters.
That is a good, responsible idea.
Mm.
Okay, we will do that for you. We will be responsible, and also we will be vigilante Sherlock Holmes John Wicks, and we'll try that John Wick over the phone tomorrow and report back to you.